Hi, welcome to an update on some great ways to get your work out there and to keep it out there with lots of audience members following you so your creative ideas get the full punch they deserve. So, looking at how we can use our tech to do this, the new Samsung Galaxy S9 is just out, and there's some really interesting features in how to shortcut your style of work and to make it reach more people. And certainly having your apps all loaded up, ready to go, so you can update your Twitter, WordPress accounts and other YouTube videos that you can just do on the go, is a really great way to just have the moment really captured when you feel inspired and have it direct to your audience. So it is hard, I think, in this day and age to be an artist without your mobile phone, your tech. So what can the S9 offer? Well, the infinity screen means that watching art videos, reading art books gives you more space, and the charger also lets you have it landscape ways and have it charging while you watch a video. If you are a part of a company, a cooperative, then you can use the hybrid feature so that two SIMs are in the phone at the same time and you will know who is ringing which SIM. So this can save you some money on the budget if you wanted to just invest in one piece of tech for two people. A really great way to inspire thoughts whenever they happen, especially now as the darker nights are coming in, is the low light camera. So you can capture people perhaps when they don't have their guard up. I mean, obviously you don't capture people who don't want to be photographed, but it's just that way of being more honest about street captures or urban landscapes. You can really do them justice and take your viewer to the heart of exactly where you are. So there's live language translation for when you're on the go, and the video lets you reverse and slow down a shot that you've made and add music. So this is a really great way to populate your YouTube channel, get that enabled, and have that ready for more people to follow you. I think the more you use these ideas of technology, the more people that will come and have a look at your unusual work that you're putting out there. So do customise your technology, especially take these darker times as we're coming up to winter, to get everything on optimised as best it can be for you so that you don't lose your productivity. So another idea that I liked using the Samsung is you can make the screen look less harsh. So you can play around with a blue light filter, and that will reduce the intensity of bright blue colors, so that if you just want to feel more relaxed while you're creating, just go into settings, display, and turn the blue light filter on. And you can also use it to customize it to pop on and off at different times of the day. If you know that when you commute at 6 p.m. you do your creative work, then that's a good time to do that. In order to be super productive, get more apps onto the home screen, so that if you go into the home screen grid, you can set it up so that more apps can be more in closer position together. So for example, if you've got a lot of video editing apps, then they can all be grouped together so you can pick out your favourite and use that to get your best work done in the shortest period of time so that you can move on to the next idea. One good thing I like too is you can pull down the notification panel from anywhere on the screen. And again, the home screen quick open notification panel is the setting you need for that. If you do have people that you are more likely to pick up the phone from than others, you can change the vibration pattern for various types of notification. So if you want to change the default vibration, then just in settings and then go to sounds and vibration, and you can also affect the vibration intensity so that you're not pulled away too sharply from any creative work that you may be doing, but you can still be aware of what's happening. If you use it to listen to your music and you want a better sound coming through, then do have a check on the different styles of amplification that you can forget, and that's under settings, sounds and vibrations, and then look at sound quality and effects. A nice thing too is that you can keep the phone screen on while you're looking at it without occasionally tapping the screen, and especially if you've come up with a nice website that is inspiring you, or on a more practical level, if you're about to use your phone to check in and you don't want to have it go back to the home page, then settings and advanced features and smart stay will help you do that. And you can customize the look of the Google search bar too, so that you have your own motivational image that will help you dip into your creative alpha waves. So on the Google search bar, tap the three dots on the very right, and then you can customize it from then. So there's lots of ways that you can use your mobile phone, especially the latest ones, as an artistic workspace for you. Definitely customize things to the maximum so that you feel like it's your space to come and create. And then when you've done that, one of the things I'm using mine for at the moment is using a Facebook group to tap in and build tribe around ideas that I'm working through to eventually make money out of, create a business around. And that for me at the moment is, I'm using the Money Map program, and there is a free 7-day experience that you can tap into online to just see if it's for you. The reason I mention it is it's just full of very embracing, inspired, very active people that will embrace you. And I think if you're at the start of a new idea and it's just germinating, then I think you really need some kind of community around you. And at the moment for me, then the Money Map gang is definitely moving me forward in that respect. And so I'll let you know how my journey with that goes as I do some more podcasts. But again, having the phone all set up ready to go is the efficiency that I'm looking for. So however November is for you, I hope you've survived all the fireworks and had a great time being inspired by all the colours in the sky and the changing scenery in the trees, and that it's really fueling your work. And I'd love to hear more in the comments about what you're working on at the moment. To your success. If you've enjoyed this, please do subscribe, leave me a comment, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.